PSA on parenting. And you guessed it, not going to be popular. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. That is so true in parenting. Be the change you want to see in your kids. As I start this podcast journey with you, I think it's important for you to know that I changed so that I could have a better relationship with my children. And to understand the process, I'm going to take you a little bit back in history. My grandmothers were both educators, and they worked with me early on making sure I could read. One of them would write stories, and the other one would type them up on her typewriter, and they had houses that were just a few blocks apart, so I would go back and forth between the two, and they really nurtured a desire in me to learn. So while they were parenting or grandparenting me and showing me love and care, they were also working on my abilities as a student. And that's one of the first things that parents can do for kids is be there when they're little and invest time in, you know, nurturing their intellectual development. Now, my grandparents or my grandmothers had to do that because my parents were pretty dang busy. I was the youngest of seven and six living children. By the time I came along, my parents had pretty much had enough of parenting. And they kind of left it to my grandparents. But, you know, as my grandmothers got older and as I got older in school, it kind of switched back to my parents. But my mother was what we would call a Karen today. She was just overbearing and at times abusive. But my parents knew a lot about interacting with kids, and they were excellent at interacting with kids in the schools. My mom as a school psychologist and counselor, and my dad as a principal and an administrator. Now, neither one of them could survive today because the tactics they used in the 70s sometimes to get kids to behave would be considered cruel and unusual. Like, my dad used to have kids stand in the corner with their arms above their heads if he caught them smoking in the boys' room, as they say. But anyway, you know, I come from a long background of educators, and we often think of educators sometimes as maybe better parents because they've had a little bit more training in how to deal with kids, but you know, that's not always the case. But I think as we teach, we learn better tactics for dealing with kids. But I have to admit, when I first started teaching, I was terrible. I had a principal tell me, Samantha, do you want to know, or do you want the kids to know how much you know, or do you want them to know how much you care? And at that point, I genuinely wanted them to know how much I know. And I learned after I took a break from teaching and had my own children that the way to reach kids is to let them know how much you care. And that's true in education or in parenting. Kids have to know you care about their feelings first before you can do anything with them. And I was blessed to have that experience, you know, teaching and being a parent. But then I kind of stepped back and I took care of my own parents and nurtured them near the end of their lives. And then I went through a devastating divorce. And during that divorce, I became bitter at the way my ex was dealing with me and dealing with the kids. And, you know, I became not a very nice person. And my son got to the point where he threatened to kill me. I mean, my daughter almost called the police on him one night. And it was at that point that I went, this is the lowest I can get. And it literally took me at least another year before I figured out it wasn't on him. It wasn't on my son. It was on me to change. It was on me to make a difference. And I had to love him. I had to just love him more. And that's really what the basis is just showing love to kids. And that's kind of where my growth started as a parent. I mean, I had a little bit of it, but you know, it's truly when I said, it's time for me to change. And so this podcast and my journey to these PSAs comes out of my experience as a parent and making mistakes, but admitting that I've made mistakes and learning from them. And, you know, my kids are 15 and 17 now, and they'll tell you, I've been good at times, and I've been not so good at times. But I think the reason they love me, or the reason they respect me, is because I've admitted it's my job to change. I am the catalyst. I am what's different. And, you know, they both love me up, and my son is just a gleaming bright spot in my life. I just saw him at a choir or a show choir competition today, and he's magnificent. So, you know, his pain is to thank for me being able to do what I do. But as I said, this first one is just an introduction to, you know, be the change you want to see in your kids. It's important that we recognize most of the time when our kids are having problems, we can point the finger at ourselves. So I hope you'll join me as I go through various parenting topics and talk about how, you know, this digital age has kind of changed parenting and that I'm calling for a paradigm shift. But the next time you interact with your kids, think about, what are you doing to make the situation more positive, or what are you doing to escalate the negativity? And in the end, you have to be the change you want to see in your kids. You can find more of me in Musings from the Middle of Nowhere, another podcast that I have on Anchor, as well as Middle of Nowhere 0102 on TikTok, and that's my website name, and as well as on YouTube.